You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed it is. Very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to a brand new week. It is Monday. Yes, the 14th of November. We've completed 2 weeks of November already. I'll just take a look here at some of the information Neil's got us. I mean, we've only got 47 days now remaining until the end of the year. We'll take seven off that. And we've only got 40 days remaining to... Yes, it'll be that time of the year. Let's look at a few things relevant to today's date, the 14th of November. We're looking at Day of the Colombian Woman today being celebrated. Mobile Brigade Day in Indonesia. World Diabetes Day today, which is obviously a very important one. And last but not least, if you happen to be in Tuvalu, well, it's Heir to the Throne's birthday today, celebrated on the second Monday in November.
Good morning in the morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
while he was back in 1972 that Todd Rundgren saw the light. I tell you what, I must admit one nice thing about having changed the hour of the programme, having gone back to our pre-pandemic hours. It's nice when I wake up in the morning, I actually do see the light, which is lovely. After about, two and a half years of sort of getting up in the middle of the darkness, not nice, you know. I feel for all of you that are doing that. You are keeping eye on the time. We're about 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. It's a Music Monday.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, yes, and oh mercy, and where do you go? The one before that, the Doobie Brothers, of course, and Long Train Running. That one from No Mercy, well, that was bringing us forward quite a bit. That was 1996 when that was released. It was written by Peter Bischoff and Frank Ferrier, and first recorded back in 1995 by German Eurodance band Le Bosch. Yes, you know Le Bosch, don't you? I have to dig that one out. As an album-only track, it was from their debut album, which was called Sweet Dreams. A cover version of the song was then recorded by American-German Europop trio, No Mercy. There you are, saying there. That was it. Taken from the debut album called My Promise. And that was on the 13th of May in 1996. So it had two runs. Firstly from Le Bouche and then secondly there from No Mercy. Great song. Time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are right now 14 minutes, making our way down to 14 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. So what are we going to do? Oh, we're going to do this. Well, just a few seconds early. Have an extra scrub in the shower this morning. Right, what have I got for you in the shower? Let me say, I tell you what, I've got Bonnie Pointer in the shower this morning.
I wanna stay.
another great one, isn't it? I love these old disco songs. Tell you what, I'm making a tape up. Anyway, let's get out the shower. Come on, chop chop. Off you go. So, yes, to wherever it is you're going on this Monday morning, off you go. And, by the way, just looking out the studio window for the studio window weather check. It's very cloudy out there this morning at the moment, so perhaps it'll brighten up a little bit during the course of the day. I was just saying, listening to those old disco tracks, listening to those brings back sort of lots of memories. I'm actually making up a batch of music for our new year. Yeah, we're going to spend our new year with good friend Dinah over in Casco. And I sort of made up some music last year. And they said, oh, could you do that again for us this year? So I've started on that already. That's going to be great fun. I like fun. Hope you do too. Keeping an eye on the time, 19 minutes right now. That's after the hour, 7 o'clock. Tis a Monday morning. Tis the breakfast show.
Jerry D.
when December heading for the city lights, 975, we shared each other, and mirrors and father, the scent of the lemon drips from your
there to go, yes. Empire of the Sun. Love that song. There they go. Oh, coming back slightly, and then off they go again. Right, I tell you what, good morning to Talitha. Talitha said, this is one of my favourite bands. Thank you. Well, I tell you what, I have to be honest. It's new to me. We Are the People is the name of the band. An electronic, We Are the People is the name of the song by Empire of the Sun. That was the name of the band. An Australian electronic music duo. And it was the second single. This was off of their debut studio album called Walking on a Dream, which was released back in 2008. It was released in Australia on 20th of September 2008. Debuted at number 85 on the ARIA singles chart. before peaking at number 24 on the 12th of January of 2009. Reached number 1 in Germany, and that was in December of 2010. Took a bit of time. But I say it's new to me. I'm so glad I found it, because I was playing that to myself quite a bit over the weekend. There we go. That's We Are The People. That was the name of the song by Empire of the Sun. Some more good mornings. Good morning to Paul. Paul over there in the United Kingdom in South London. Paul Dixon. And also to Maria. Good morning to both of you. And also to Senor Francisco. Dropped me a line bright and early this morning. And also to Mary Lou. She's back. She took a vacation last week. You could say I did that the last 2 weeks. I've just been doing 3 days a week, so I've got to learn how to do five. So anyway, lovely to have you all with us this morning here on this morning's breakfast show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 29 minutes right now. That's after the hour of, it's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Ciudad del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
It's morning radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Indeed it is, and if you are keeping an eye on the time, almost exactly 28 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Take a quick look at some of the international news and some of the international business news for this morning. Starting off in Ukraine with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He visited the southern city of Kherson on Monday to celebrate its recapture from Russian forces with joyful residents and troops after months of Russian occupation. Moving forward, Zelensky told reporters after arriving in Kherson on a sunny but cold day and addressing troops in front of the administration building in the main square, "We are ready for peace. Peace for all our country." Chinese Premier Li Keqiang emphasized the irresponsibility of nuclear threats during a summit in Cambodia, suggesting Beijing is uncomfortable with strategic partner Russia's nuclear rhetoric, a senior U.S. official said on Monday. And Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Monday dismissed any news agency report that he had been taken to hospital with a heart condition, scolding Western journalists for what he called, or he cast as, false reporting. Chinese leaders Xi Jinping and U.S. President Joe Biden met on Monday for long-awaited talks that come as relations between their countries are at their lowest in decades, marred by disagreements over a host of issues from Taiwan to trade. Turkey blamed Kurdish militants on Monday for an explosion that killed 6 people on a busy Istanbul shopping street, and police detained a Syrian woman suspected of having planted the bomb among a sweep of 47 arrests. Tens of thousands took to the streets in Mexico on Sunday. This is to protest President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's plan to overhaul the country's Electoral Commission, the INE, in what they fear would concentrate power in the hands of the government. And on to business. Share markets continued last week's rally in more modest fashion on Monday after a top U.S. central banker warned investors against getting carried away over one inflation number, while Chinese stocks gained on aid for the country's property sector. A modest miss on U.S. inflation was enough to see 2-year Treasury yields dive 33 basis points for the week, and the dollar lose almost 4%, the fourth biggest weekly decline since the era of free-floating exchange rates began over 50 years ago. The benchmark European stocks index rose 0.37%, and MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan added 0.73% after jumping 7.7% last week. U.S. markets look set to open lower, with S&P mini futures down 0.26%. Oil prices fell on Monday, dragged down by firmer U.S. dollar, while surging coronavirus cases in China dashed hopes of a swift reopening of the economy for the world's biggest crude importer. Brent crude futures were down $1.01, or 1.1%, at $94.98 a barrel. This is at 10:30 GMT. This was after gaining 1.1% on Friday. WTI crude futures, they fell $1.11, or 1.3%, to $87.85 after advancing 2.9% on Friday. And Visa Inc., the world's largest payments processor, said on Sunday that it was severing its global credit card agreements with collapsed crypto exchange FTX. The situation with FTX is unfortunate, and we are monitoring developments closely, a Visa spokesperson told Reuters. And that's it. There's our look. That's some of the international business news, and also some of the international headlines for this morning here on The Breakfast Show. Time, we're 24 minutes right now before 8 o'clock.
It's better than coffee.
I like your attitude, you too fly. She been talking to her friends, talking about the new guy. Talking about the money that I'm spending. I got vision, so you winning. Body fine, need a mitten. If I fuck up, then forgive me. I was dead on relationships, you made me feel like living. I'ma stand on a bending, cause I got multi-million plans for us all to survive. All I need for you to do is never fold and don't lie. I felt like you was the one when I had looked in your eyes. Open the door, she seen the ghost, and we should go take a ride. Doing the most, don't ever post, don't let them see what we got. We on the boat, enjoy the coast, she let me get right inside. Yeah, she new to me, I never show nobody this side.
This might be my.
going to go two in a row. Well, the first one, needless to say, was The Warus of Love. Yes. That was Barry White. And You're the First, the Last, My Everything. And followed on there, Calvin Harris and New to You. And that is featuring on there, Normani. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We're 16 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It is a Music Monday. You, me and the music, keeping you entertained, going right through till 10 this morning, as that we do. Not even Yasmin is coming in the studio today. She's gone off to another event. She's so busy. So it is literally You, me and the music. So I've dug out my book here. It says Trade Secrets, Everything You Will Ever Need to Know About Everything, Except How to Be a DJ. It says from cooking to camping, decorating to dog breeding, and gardening to golf. So we'll take a look at some of the things in there. I'm going to be looking at beauty today. Yes, something for beauticians. But remember, this is a very old book. It might include devil worship and all sorts of things to get things done. We'll see. And right, what else have we got for you this morning? Well, we'll be checking in with Ingrid, of course, for our Everyday Story of Country Folk, see how she got on over the weekend. And as I say, plenty of great music going right through until 10 o'clock. lovely, isn't it? That's the Lighthouse Family and Postcard from Heaven. Time on the Breakfast Show, exactly 10 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a look and see what the weather is doing for today, shall we? We're going to start off by looking out the studio window. It's still cloudy this morning. No break in the cloud there either. So we will see what's happening over in Costa Riva in the province of Colón. It says it's going to have temperatures maximum 28 degrees Celsius with a minimum of 24. 34 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation, and 85% relative humidity. Rain during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and a few showers tonight. Moving over to West Panama. Right, what do we got? We've got 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature 23 degrees, the minimum 36 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation 84% relative humidity. Few showers during the course of this morning and rain in the afternoon and rain with thunderstorms tonight, so beware. Definitely going to need your paraguas, yes, your umbrella. Moving along to the metro area for us here, let's see what's happening. 28 degrees Celsius, maximum temperature 22, the minimum. 34 degrees, the thermal sensation with 84% relative humidity. Rain during the course of the morning, rain during the course of the afternoon, and a few showers tonight. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama. Right, let's see. Out by the Perlis Islands, 29 degrees Celsius. The maximum temperature with 24 degrees being the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and 86% relative humidity. Now, let me see. For this morning, we've got rain. This afternoon, we've got rain and thunderstorms. And tonight, we've also got rain and thunderstorms. So there we go. There's our forecast. Moving on to maritime conditions for today. What I can tell you, I can't tell you the sea conditions today because that is blank. But what I can do is tell you what the tides are doing, starting with the Pacific. Low tide, the first one for today, was at 108 this morning, and that was 1.16 metres. High tide was at 7.12 this morning. That was 4.24 metres. Low tide again, 1.30 in the afternoon, 0.94 of a metre. And the last high tide, that's going to be at 7.47 tonight, and that'll be 4.08 metres. Moving on to the Caribbean, well, it's an easy one today. We've got one down and one up, and we've already missed the low tide, the first one. That was just after midnight at around about 12.13, and that was minus 0.06 of a metre. And the high tide, that's not going to be until 4.34 this afternoon, so absolutely nothing until then. And that high tide will be 0.34 of a metre. At 4:34 p.m. As I say, I've got no sea conditions for you this morning, so I can't give you that. But I tell you what, I can give you this one, Sean Escoffrey.
Here comes the rain again. Falling on my head like a memory, falling on my head like a new emotion. I wanna walk in the open wind. I wanna talk like lovers do. I wanna dive into your ocean. Is it raining with you? So baby, talk to me like lovers do. Walk with me like lovers do. Talk to me, talk to you like lovers do. Oh.
Here comes the rain again, raining in my head like a tragedy, tearing me apart like a new. Oh,
wanna talk to you, oh, 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 babe.
There we go, and that is featuring Andrea Triana on there with Sean Escoffrey, and Here Comes the Rain Again, of course, a cover of the song which was very successful back in 1984 for Eurythmics. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just coming up to, for 3.5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Very quickly, because I'm going to squeeze this one in before the news at the top of the hour. It's from Jessica. Good morning to you, Jessica. It says, good morning, Jerry. Finally, a red light so I can write. There we go. Very important. Don't write and drive at the same time. Please, can we hear Kiss Me from Sixpence, None the Richer. Good morning, Jessica. Drive safe.
Take the chance. Cool FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Ville Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Hello, les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspmia.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
I tell you what, they don't come much more classic than that one. The Doors, of course, and Light My Fire. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're 19 minutes right now. That's after the hour, 8 o'clock. I'm going to be with you right through till 10 this morning. It is a Music Monday, by the way.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's Monday, and we're back on track. We have a full week lined up for you here. It's rainy. I am in Panama City watching the water just gather everywhere and traffic returning back to unfortunate. It's normal. What a great, great weekend we had this weekend. I have friends in from out of town, and they asked me, they went on what they thought was going to be a city tour with some guide or something, and they really didn't see a whole lot. So I said, well, let me get in the car on Sunday and let's drive you around. Well, we drove around and got to see some great stuff, things I had never seen before. I got to take them to places that I knew, and I realized how wonderful Panama is for a tourist. There's so many things to see, so many places to go, things to do. It's amazing. There's just not enough time. They said, we're going to have to come back because you showed us the things that are like the typical things, but then there's still so much more left to do. I said, well, then you better get your buns back here and have a good time. So, today is Monday. Yay! In the city, getting prepped to go to Estados Unidos for the big Thanksgiving week. Yes, indeed. Mom and Dad are doing all right, thank you, and I'm glad to tell you, it's always nice to say that. Mom's running into problems here and there, but she's getting on all right. It's nothing that you gotta get used to, you know, just gotta do it. So, looking out the window right there. Ah, yep. That football field is full of water. I can see the traffic coming in, and now look at all those buses. One, two, those are school buses. It's nice to see them back on the road again. What a great thing to see. Oh, man, and the roar of the crowd, the sound of the buses. Yeah, that sound of traffic. Yeah, we don't get that quite as much in El Valle. All right, well, today is Monday. Yes, we, like I said, we have a full schedule. Looking forward to it. I got a bunch of stuff, washing machine being delivered today. Oh, just work, work, work. Lots of work to do. All right, you all be safe, and back to you in the studio.
tell you what, that is ABBA. It's called The Visitor. It sounds all rather Sergeant Pepperish, doesn't it? Sort of Beatlesque. Time on The Breakfast Show, 25 minutes, just coming down to 25 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock. And let's say a very good morning to Renee over there in Athens in Greece. Good morning to you, Renee. And she says, good morning. Hope you had a nice holiday weekend. Absolutely. Got a lot of rest. Did a bit of work as well. So got some of the things sorted out here in the studio. And now she says here, the doggies, this is their dogs here in Panama. They're still here. They are leaving Panama on a red-eye flight tonight. Now, they won't arrive here in Greece until Thursday afternoon. Thursday afternoon. Today's Monday. And they won't arrive till Thursday afternoon. Good grief. That's even worse service than the rest of us get. Now, it says they won't be arriving here until Thursday. A long journey for them. But thankfully, they have each other and two comfort stops, one in Costa Rica and one in Frankfurt. Can't wait to see them. And you asked if I could play a piece of music for you. Absolutely. Hang on. They're leaving on a red eye tonight. They don't arrive to you until Thursday. And they're only going to go to the toilet twice. Oh, I do that more than that in one night. Anyway, you asked if we could play Leaving on a Jet Plane.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to stay. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Well, there we go. Yes, leaving on a jet plane. That's the doggies. They're going off to Greece. Join Renee and Rick for their vacation. So there, anyway, I'm glad to hear that they're on the way. And she just sent me a film and she says, trust me, they're going to need a bath when they arrive here. We shipped our first dog from Sri Lanka to the UAE, and she was a mess when she arrived. Thankfully, the house has a utility shower in the basement, so they will get a nice warm shower when they arrive. Yeah, rub it in. I haven't had a warm shower, getting on for about 2 months now. You realise that, don't you? We've got the fire people coming. They need to inspect two of the apartments, which they were unhappy with originally. Then after that, hopefully, we will be able to get our gas back. Cold showers do not go down extremely well with me. Tell you what, I do like that. That's the Shapeshifters there, and tell me it's not over. And let me see, what's time? Coming up for 25 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock. And that, by the way, the Shapeshifters, and that was also featuring Addy Oasis on there as well. Well, I tell you, I've got my trade secrets book here. Goes back many, many, in fact, all the pages are sort of starting to go brown. And I thought we'd look at some beauty tips for today. I need as much help as I can get. We're going to start off with perfume. It says here, make sure that your perfume is working for you. Always apply it to your pulse points. And this is, do you know where your pulse points are? Let me tell you, behind the ears, nape of the neck, inside the wrist, the temples, the crook of the elbow, behind the knees, and on the ankles. Right, so you've got to put it on all those places. It says, perfume rises, so putting it on your lower body works well. Now, it says here, the higher the concentration of perfume, the longer the scent lasts. Exthrate, or perfume, has the highest concentration, followed by parfum de toilette and eau de parfum, and then eau de toilette, eau de cologne, and lowest of all, splash cologne. I don't think I've got any splash cologne. So there you are. That's what to do. To put it as low as possible. Spray it onto your shoes or something like that then. So anyway, we're going to be taking a look at some tips as we go through the course of the morning. Music-wise, this is the Moody Blues. It's called Say It With Love. And we're exactly 24 minutes before 8, before 9 o'clock. I think I was saying 8 o'clock before, wasn't I? It's because I lost that first hour.
Back.
tell you what, that's a good one, isn't it? Pharrell Williams, and how do you know who you are? It's a duet with Alicia Keys. Sorry, I was busy looking at my trade secrets book. That's what happened when it was a sudden stop there from Pharrell Williams. Because I was looking, what sort of other tips can we give you about beauty? Mainly for the ladies, but also for the men, I guess. Why not? Before putting on any face mask, cover your skin with a thin layer of gauze and apply the mask over it. You'll get the benefits of ingredients seeping through, and when it's time to take the mask off, you just simply peel the gauze away. It's much quicker, and you don't damage your skin by scrubbing at stubborn bits of mask. Never had the problem. The only mask I wore, I think it was Spider-Man. I thought I wore a Spider-Man mask. It was no problem. Give tired skin a boost. Use it. You'll like this one. Give tired skin a boost. Use a honey facial. Apply honey to clean skin. Leave on for 1 hour, then rinse off with warm water. I've got honey in the cupboard. I don't think so, though. You can always get something to lick it off, can you? Why waste the honey? Right, let's say a big good morning to Mary Lou. Good morning, Mary Lou. Always lovely to hear from you. And let me see. I've got here, it says, she wishes everybody a great day. And because I've actually was able to file my retirement papers. Now just have to wait. Well, I was waiting for about 70-odd years. And anyway, you wished everybody a really great day. And have a great start of the week. You asked if we could play Bringing on the Heartbreak from Def Leppard.
Sitting, looking pretty.
Def Leppard and Bring On The Heartache, and that's going out to Mary Lou this morning. Hello, a little note here from Renee out there in Greece, and Athens. Says our new landlord, because remember they were searching for a house, well they found one eventually. It says our new landlord gifted us with a bag of homemade goodies from his mountain farmhouse, one of which is a big jar of honey. There you are, you see, you can do your own facial mask. And the doggies will be there soon and they'll be able to lick it off, won't they? Along with fresh tea and homemade Greek liquor. Have you thought about rubbing the Greek liquor on? I think that would probably do quite well. Actually, they do have a bit. It seems to me that they have a little bit of a sort of obsession with honey, because getting back to our beautician's tips for today... it went on there, wasn't it, about making a honey facial. It says, good emergency face mask can be made from porridge oats mixed with honey. Cucumber and yogurt make a great face mask. Blend some mashed cucumber with natural yogurt and apply it to your face. Leave it for about 15 minutes and then rinse off with warm water. Cucumber cools and tones, while yogurt acts as a pick-me-up for tired skin. And also, by the way, if you mix cucumber with yogurt, it's very, very good for a curry. If you're having a curry, that's a good side dish. Anything left over, well, you can just rub it on your face. Make your own facial scrub. Use 2 tablespoons of, yes, wait for it, honey. Okay. 4 or 5 tablespoons of cornmeal and 1 tablespoon of ground almonds. Sounds like a recipe to cook, doesn't it? Mix them together and then apply to your face. Leave for 5 minutes before rinsing off with warm water and a flannel. There you are, you see. All these, you never learnt any of this, did you? It's all new stuff. You're going to laugh, aren't you? Of course you do. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 28 and a half minutes. We're just after 28 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. And I've got Bruce Springsteen for you. She's got a secret garden As I say, we started off with Bruce Springsteen and A Secret Garden, and this, the 1975, and I'm in love with you. That brings us up to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
He'll tell you the news, he'll play you the blues, he'll tell you the specials and what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but tell it to my double espresso. My toast says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go.
all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Two in a row, started off with Mr. Paul Young and Every Time You Go Away. Following on is called Babe and is from The Styx. Time on The Breakfast Show, 20 minutes exactly after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. And Paul sent me sort of follow through a couple of things that have been in the news over the weekend. We lost two great artists over the weekend, and one of them was the guitarist and founding member of the Boomtown Rats. That's Gary Roberts, who died at the age of 72, the band announced. He was the guy who summed up the sense of who the Rats are, the Irish rock group said in a statement. It said that they'd known Gary since they were children, and they felt strangely adrift without him. Well, lead singer Sir Bob Geldof fronted the Boomtown Rats, which started back in 1975 in Dublin. The group said that to fans, he was the legend, and he was. For us, he was the Gazza. The statement was signed by the remaining members of the band, including Sir Bob Geldof, drummer Simon Crowe, and bassist Pete Brigette. It continued, Safe travels, guys. Thanks for everything, mate. Mondays. Right, and that was not the only ones. I mentioned there were two. Keith Levine, who was a founding member of The Clash and later guitarist for Public Image Limited, has died at the age of 65, according to his close friend. Author Adam Hammond said that Levine, who died on Friday, was one of the most influential guitarists of all time. Levine was one of the founders. He founded The Clash with Mick Jones back in the 1970s, but left before they became successful. Well, then he joined Public Image Limited and the post-punk band set up by John Lydon after he left the Sex Pistols. During his time with The Clash, Levine played a central role in persuading frontman Joe Strummer to leave his then band, the 101ers, and join them. While the Public Image Limited, Levine is credited with helping to pioneer an angular post-punk sound that is still regularly cited. And talking of Public Image Limited, this is called Rise.
Could be wrong. I could be wrong.
There we go, that is Rise coming from Public Image Limited, and there we go, Passing Away of Keith Levine. Time on The Breakfast Show, if you're keeping on the time, we're 29 minutes right now, that's after the hour of 9 o'clock. And that was The Switches, and it was called Drama Queen. We're 28 minutes away from 10 o'clock this morning here on The Breakfast Show. And I was taking a sort of look, wasn't I, through my trade secrets, everything you will ever need to know about everything. And it says here, we're looking at beauticians today, things to do with beauty. And it says here, if the weather... Now, we live in a very hot climate, don't we? It says, if the weather is very hot and you have a tendency to become shiny, make it look deliberate. Wear lip gloss and sheen on your eyelids. There you are, what a great idea. Apparently the same applies to the ladies as well. This is Journey on The Breakfast Show. When you love a woman.
I said that I'd never fall again. Within myself I was wrong. My searching ain't over. Over. I know that you love a woman.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
One that we thought that was Clannad and Bono, by the way, and that was I'm just trying to remember what it was called. Here we go. I've lost it. It's gone away, disappeared off the decks. And that last one, that was George Michael, of course, Fast Love. It was a Fortnight or Fourth Right remix. And the time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping on the time, 16 before the hour of 10 o'clock. We're looking at some beauty tips for you this morning. It's a Music Monday. I thought I'd tell you what, let's make you look beautiful. I'll try. It's a very old book, so these are really quite hilarious, some of them. If you've got a really bad spot, you'll never be able to cover it up. Instead, turn it into a trendy beauty spot with a dark cylinder pencil. eyeliner pencil. There we go. That's a good tip. Make sure you take your makeup off even when you come in really late after partying the night away. Have a small plastic storage box of ready dampened cotton wool pads by your bed to make the task an easy as easy and as quick as possible. And it says here, need a simple makeup remover? You can use petroleum jelly. Removes eye makeup, lipstick and blusher. And it says when using eye cream at night, never put it too close to your eyes or they'll look puffy in the morning. I like this one. It says here, if you do suffer from puffy eyes first thing in the morning, simply lie down again for 5 minutes with used tea bags over your eyes. The answer should be, it says, when using eye cream at night, never put it too close to your eyes or they'll look puffy in the morning. And it says, if you suffer from puffy eyes first thing in the morning, don't use eye cream when you go to bed at night. There you go. There's a few more. These are really quite hilarious. This book is quite big. It'll keep me going for months. We're 15 and a half minutes before 10 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. This is Led Zeppelin. Baby, come on home.
There was a time I used to call you on my very own phone. We were so happy, woman, talking for hours and hours on the telephone. I said one day, I said you up to motor right out of my life, leaving me all by myself, all alone, to cry every night. Babe, oh, I want you to come back home, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sweet little girl. Listen to me. I said I made up my mind. A woman, when you left me there, I was gonna find another sweet lover. I'm gonna feel all of my care. So I met a sweet about as nice as she could be. I fell in love with that woman, but to tell her, I did the same thing again to me. Oh. I'm gonna plead and plead and plead, yeah. Should you hear by my side? I can't even walk down the same old streets we used to walk down. Cause I keep thinking about all the good times.
Thank you.
Led Zeppelin and Baby Come On Home. We're 10 minutes away from the top of the hour on 89.3 Cool FM. It's The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. It's been nice being with you this morning. Got another track to take us towards the end of this morning's programme. Don't think we'll get two in. But this is Paula Cole. Where have all the cowboys gone? To horses, everyone. There she goes. That's Paula Cole. And where have all the cowboys gone? And, well, that sort of brings, I don't have time to put another piece of music in, but it's making our way up to time for me to disappear for today. Hope you've enjoyed our little look at some beauty tips. Yes? all rather ancient. That book is very old. It's going to be quite amusing. As I said, that book can keep me going for months. Anyway, this morning it has just been you, me and the music. Yasmin hasn't been with us this morning. She had to go off to an event this morning. But all being well, she'll be back with us tomorrow. So anyway, big thanks to her, because it doesn't matter whether she's in the studio or not. She's always doing the social media for us continuously, all the time. So big thanks to Yasmin. And a big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. He gets a lot of our background information for us on the programme. And as always, to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for our everyday story of country folk. And to the boys at Grupo Garada, who keep us up and running in the mornings. Big thank you to them, especially to Isaac. Not quite so bad for him since the other week when we went back to starting at 7 and not 6 o'clock in the morning. So I hope you get a little bit more sleep in the morning, Isaac. I know one thing, I certainly am. And also a big thank you to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much. If you feel like sponsoring us or placing an ad on the programme, it's all very simple. All you've got to do is give us a WhatsApp. The number for our WhatsApp is 677-188-22, 677-188-22, or you can always give Yasmin a call on 223-5162, 223-5162. She can pick that up at any time during the day. So it only really remains for me to say that please, whatever it is you can be doing on this Monday, please do it carefully, all right? No rushing around in the traffic. That's a joke, by the way. Because what I want to be doing at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you, all right? So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.